Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world.
Until the season changes, and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Chronic stress is something that's there for days, weeks, months on end, and we can't function that way. That's the stress success cycle. And I'm here to say that we can absolutely be high achieving individuals, professionals, and teams, but do it without stressing ourselves out. And that's being stuck on the stress success cycle. And that's that balance of healing the chronic stress and learning peak performance techniques. And most companies and teams that I work with are surprised to hear that you don't need another time management technique or productivity tool. It's actually changing the state of your brain.
You are here for a reason, but navigating this human life can be challenging. How do you care for your body, mind, and spirit to make the most of your time here on Earth? How can you harness your incredible human potential? In this podcast, we explore these questions and more to help you craft your best life yet. Welcome to I Am Human.
Hi, humans. I am your host, Dr. Yami, and I am so happy to be here with you today. Please subscribe, rate, review, and share this podcast. It really does help. To be human means to achieve and accumulate stress while doing more and more. But it also means to find a way to end the stress success cycle and calm your busy brain. My guest today knows this firsthand and has so much to share with us. Dr. Romy Mushtaq is a board-certified physician who brings together more than 2 decades of leadership in neurology, integrative medicine, and mindfulness. She is an award-winning speaker working with Fortune 500 companies, professional athletes, and global associations. Her brain shift programs improve mental well-being and help to build a culture of wellness. Dr. Romy serves as Chief Wellness Officer for Great Wolf Resorts. Her expertise is featured in the national media such as NPR, NBC, TED Talks, and Forbes. Her first book, The Busy Brain Cure, published by HarperCollins, released in January 2024. You can learn more at drromie.com, that's DRROMIE.com, or join the Brain Shift Movement at Dr. Romy on social media. And in our discussion today, we talked about how she became interested in the topic of burnout. She defined the stress success cycle. She defined the busy brain and what are the typical symptoms of that. What percent of people that she studied were suffering from busy brain syndrome. She talked about her brain shift protocol. And then we talked about sleep and hormones, which I think are very important topics that probably affect most of us. So I think this is a very valuable episode. She gave some really practical advice that you can start applying today. And I hope that you take the quiz so that you find out where you are on the busy brain scale and see where your brain is right now. Mine was higher than I'd like it to be. So maybe there's some things that I need to work on and improve, but also those perimenopause symptoms are getting me right now. So hope this is helpful. I hope that you really enjoy this episode. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you have a very fantastic day. And now let us welcome Dr. Romy Mushtaq. The information on this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not meant to replace careful evaluation and treatment. If you have concerns about your health or well-being, please consult a healthcare professional. Dr. Romy Mushtaq, welcome to I Am Human. It is such a pleasure to have you.
Dr. Yami, thank you so much. An honor to be here with a colleague, a sister with a similar mission. And I don't take the time for granted that your listeners have, and my listeners have, put us between their ears. And so I hold the intention that we can be of service to them. And whatever they needed to hear today, we're providing it.
I love that. And I know that it's going to be very valuable because it's a very important topic. So let's start at the beginning. How did you become interested in the topic of burnout?
You know, Dr. Yami, I think I tell a story that once upon a time was unique and shocking. And today, I am a statistic. You are a statistic. Anybody else listening feels like they're a statistic. It's easy to say, I'm stressed, Dr. Yami. You're stressed. Anybody listening is. Who cares? I still have a mortgage to pay. I'm a parent. I'm a caregiver to elderly. But I really say it has nothing to do with the fact that I am a board-certified physician or a chief wellness officer to 12,000 employees that I am coming to you as an expert in burnout. I came to you today and I started to research all of this because I know what it's like to have hope physically depart your soul. I don't even think the Western psychology term burnout like covers it. There really isn't a right psychiatric diagnosis for it. There's certainly no prescription pill. And the worst part, Dr. Yami, was when I was in this dark place. I mean, first of all, most people never would have guessed it on the outside. She's shiny, starched white doctor's lab coat, designer shoes, the titles, doctor, professor, teacher. But you could tell on my face. And people kind of started to know I was struggling, but not a single person asked, Romy, are you okay? Made me feel so alone, unseen, unheard. And people were gossiping about me in the hospital, the nurses, the EEG techs, I'm a neurologist, would tell me that. And I decided to research this and at scale and make impact through my keynote lectures and consulting and the book. Because if any single person listening right now feels alone, I want you to know that Dr. Yami is here for you. I, Dr. Romy, am here for you. And you are not alone. And that was the journey. It wasn't just as simple as walking those hospital corridors alone. I learned chronic stress can cause physical disease. Chronic stress can kill you. It almost killed me. And I should have known better. I'm a brain doctor. So I'm sitting in 2010 after going life-saving surgery. And in the hospital bed thinking, oh my gosh, nothing I've learned in medical school is going to help me now. I don't know what to do. Here we are in 2024 recording this podcast. And the stories, the research is all tied together in a protocol. And I'm here to be of service.
So, you know, you're correct that even just my podcast recording from this morning, I had a former pharmacist talking about how he got sick from his job, and because he didn't like his job at all and didn't want to be there, his body basically manifested this disease that pretty much kept him homebound. He could not leave his house for a year. So I feel like this happens quite a bit where our bodies are the ones that have to communicate with us because our minds are so powerful. Our spirit is so powerful that we're just going to push through no matter what until the body just breaks down and says, you need to stop. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, I'm going to give a different perspective. I don't want to discount that gentleman's story, but Dr. Yami, I loved my job. I knew from childhood I was meant to be a doctor and a healer. The first toy of significance that I remember, along with my Lincoln Logs, was my neon Fisher-Price stethoscope. It was my emotional support toy that went with me everywhere. And I entered neurology at a time where less than, you know, 5% of the brain doctors in this country were women. And I was doing research that made impact. And so maybe on one level, for some, you can say when you're not working in a job that you're not meant to do, that your body and your spirit are telling you something. If I had to honestly look back, and I cover this under the nuanced layers of what seems like a superficial story in chapters 1 through 4, talking about my journey, I think it had to do with I was on the stress success cycle that I talk about. And I know now you can do what you love and succeed without stressing yourself out. And probably like that pharmacist, I was working 100, 120 hour work weeks. I was chronically sleep deprived. I wasn't stopping to pause and celebrate the wins. There was always just the next thing to achieve, the next title, the next material thing to acquire. And maybe that was it, because I loved that job. And what I can tell you today as a successful female founder of the BrainShift Institute, and I've just celebrated my 50th birthday as we're recording this podcast, is I have the blessing of what not a lot of people in this world or in America can say is I've succeeded at two completely different careers and making impact and reaching levels of success that a lot of people may not even see in their lifetime. You have certainly, but not a lot. And I don't think any of it was wrong or my body telling me. It literally was just that. Now, underneath that layers, was there trauma to my mind and my spirit? Absolutely. As a woman entering a male-dominated field, as a person of color, you know, we're just now starting to see a lot of the literature about what racism and the chronic stress from that and being in a hypervigilant ruminating state can do to the brain. So I think that was a part of it as well. But I loved that job and I am thankful for that. And I miss my epilepsy patients and I hope that they are all well and thriving.
Yeah. My point is that your body sometimes communicates things that you don't necessarily see right away. Like you're saying, yeah, I probably was overworking. I wasn't taking care of myself and something had to change. That's why you developed what you did. Yes. So maybe talk a little bit more about that stress success cycle. What does that mean for like the general people listening here so that they can determine, are they in that same cycle?
So Dr. Yami, the stress success cycle in short term is basically this idea that we are inherently success-driven professionals and parents and anyone listening to this podcast, and that we set a goal for ourselves. And then the typical adage or behavior is you stress yourself out seeking that dopamine high to achieve it. It doesn't matter. You set SMART goals or whatever your system is. And there's that initial dopamine high of checking off the to-do list or hitting your mile markers or your KPIs. And then there's that extra acute stress to get across the deadline. And then, yes, I met my quarter three sales goals, or yes, I got the manuscript to the book in. And then you wake up and you're like, oh my God, what about my quarter four sales goals? What about the edits to the manuscript? And that stress success cycle starts all over again. And that is the, I think, a misnomer is acute stress is good for you. Acute stress is like what just happened when we were recording this podcast. They're going to edit it out, but there was an emergency alert for fires and a warning that you have to act fast and pay attention. Yes, our brain and body needs to focus, but chronic stress is something that's there for days, weeks, months on end, and we can't function that way. That's the stress success cycle. And I'm here to say that we can absolutely be high-achieving individuals, professionals, and teams, but do it without stressing ourselves out. And that's being stuck on the stress success cycle. And that's that balance of healing the chronic stress and learning peak performance techniques. And most companies and teams that I work with are surprised to hear that you don't need another time management technique or productivity tool. It's actually changing the state of your brain.
So there's a lot of people on the stress success cycle. You don't have to be a C-suite. You don't have to be a CEO. I mean, you could be a teacher. You know, like I said, parenting sometimes puts you on this, you know? Let's talk about, I'm assuming that whenever you're stuck on that stress success cycle, that's whenever you develop this busy brain syndrome. So can you tell us what that is and what that feels like? What are the symptoms of it?
I was looking at the patterns of what chronic stress and burnout look like in today's world. Because let's be real, nobody wants to tune into this podcast and hear another expert say, Dr. Yami, just eat berries and breathe. And here's a video of puppies hugging babies on Instagram. No. And in the pandemic, we had a chance to give our busy brain test, a psychology battery, looking at the effects of chronic stress on our brain and physical health to over 17,000 people. Like you said, teachers, First responders, doctors, nurses, C-suite executives, people from every industry, airline pilots, you name it, and look at what chronic stress was doing. And we actually learned that there's a particular pattern of neuroinflammation that happens in the brain. And these interleukins hit an area of your brain, in layperson's term, I call it the airport traffic control tower of the brain. And for the people in health and wellness listening to this podcast, the SCN nucleus of your hypothalamus, that actually disrupts the global airspace of your mind, your brain, your ability to think, your emotions, and everything in your body connected to, from your hormones to your digestion to your breathing and your immune system. And in the medical terms, that SCN nucleus starts with our circadian rhythm and directly impacts our hypothalamic, pituitary, thyroid, adrenal, ovarian, or testicular access, or the autonomic nervous systems in medical terms. So what does that mean? Well, we do this questionnaire that we'll put in the show notes here that people can do for free and get a brain score. And we looked at this particular pattern of neuroinflammation in high-achieving professionals, people who have a lot on their plate, which is everyone listening to this podcast, had three distinct symptoms over and over and over again. And it was the following: difficulty focusing all the way to adult onset ADHD, anxiety, ruminating anxiety, things are just stewing in your brain, and last but not least, difficulty falling and staying asleep. So difficulty focusing, anxiousness, and insomnia. And that is detrimental because we look, how does that manifest in everyday life? Most people don't have that clinical diagnosis, or they're listening wondering, is that me? And I just say this, like, did you wake up this morning and wonder, where did Dr. Yami and Dr. Romy get all their energy? I need a venti latte without dairy to get going. And I'm going to tell them it was a latte, but it was really four energy drinks. And you still low-key can't focus. And you're wondering if you have ADHD based on all the TikToks and Instagram reels you've been watching. And maybe the doctor gave you Adderall and Vyvanse as an adult. And then you're still really anxious. So you go home and you need a glass of wine or three to take the edge off. If you don't drink alcohol, the doctor gave a prescription benzodiazepine like Xanax or Ambien to help you chill, take the edge off, face your family, be an effective parent. And you have 72 warring conversations going on from your workday and your accomplished to-do list, and you put your head down on your pillow and you're wired and you're tired, and the most negative, intrusive thought is hijacking you from your sleep. Like, oh my gosh, I forgot I was going to be on video with Dr. Yami and I didn't touch up my makeup and my hair is frizzy because I live in Florida and it's really humid outside. And that will rob you of your sleep. That is a busy brain.
So basically all of us all the time.
I hope not. That's not what the data shows. We all are prone to episodes of not being able to focus or feeling anxious if we're sleep deprived. I think certainly if you are a parent of young children and waking up for feedings, like me, if you're a dog mom of a senior dog and you get up in the middle of the night to a howling dog who has to be let out, or you're a caregiver to elderly loved ones. But for most of us, yeah, it is. It can be. But if it's going on for two or more weeks, it is a busy brain.
If you had to estimate, I took the quiz, I got a 45, which is not okay. Good. What percent of Americans do you think are suffering from busy brain syndrome if you had to estimate?
I don't have to estimate, Dr. Yami. That's the thing. We did a study. I know you wanted to know in Americans. However, when we did the research, and as I cover in chapter 4 of the book, we did, it was the people who met the inclusion criteria for the study were a little bit over 17,000 people. They were professionals from every industry. However, it was from North America and the European Union because we have a lot of corporate clients that have global offices. So 82% of people scored above a 30. Above a 30 means you have the neuroinflammation. Above a 40 is, it's not mild busy brain or just a slight energy drain that can be fixed with a little biohacking, but it's actually a little bit more. And above a 60 means you're heading to actual physical symptoms of chronic disease and burnout. And that's what we saw in the study. That actually correlates with today's data. When you look at the American Psychological Association or World Health Organization talking about the population that is saying they have chronic stress from work, a mental health symptom from work, or a burned out, it's actually pretty consistent. So this is a pretty serious problem. I'm focusing on the people that are stuck on the stress success cycle and on the stimulant sedative cycle, meaning I need some kind of stimulant like excessive amounts of caffeine or a prescription medication to keep me going and energized all day. And then you need some kind of sedative to calm down and face your personal life at night, like alcohol or prescription benzodiazepine. And that's the people we're here to help.
Yeah. And I think especially here in the, I live in the Pacific Northwest, so wine is very common. And then coffee is huge here. So those are things that people are going
And please know, I'm not anti-coffee. As a neurologist, I know other guests of yours has covered this and you can link those podcasts here. Coffee is not the enemy. A little bit of caffeine, depending on the quality. In the Pacific Northwest, you are blessed with like a lot of organic fair trade options. Not the case in Florida where I live, but you know, 80 to 120 milligrams of caffeine in the morning is fine. You know, and it's actually neuroprotective and can be great for cognition and focus. But we're talking about people that need a lot more than that.
Yeah, I think a study just came out showing that 4+ cups of coffee per day were linked to increased mortality. So up to 4, maybe 3-ish, something like that.
Well, it depends whose cup, because some coffee companies, the one venti or extra large is that 4 cups, right?
Right.
Or the cans of energy drinks, which may not trend in the Pacific Northwest, but it's certainly trending in high schools, colleges, and workplaces all across America.
Yeah. No, those are my teens. My teens are drinking the energy drinks throughout the day. So, okay, well, let's talk about the brain shift protocol, because hopefully you're going to tell us some things that we can start doing to help these symptoms and this trend that you're seeing.
Yeah. So Dr. Yami, the brain shift protocol, the shift is what I researched in psychoneuroimmunoendocrinology as like the root cause. Often people stop and say, well, you just need self-care or go talk to a therapist. And that quite didn't cut it. We had to look that we discussed that the brain and the physical body are actually suffering symptoms. And we want to get to the root cause. But here's the thing. You and I could both have a score of 55 on the test and have different issues underlying. And we wanted to get to that. So we tweaked the protocol, researched it in over 1,000 people with teams that we did and took them through the 8-week protocol. And shift is the 5 key areas. S is to fix your sleep or circadian rhythm. H is looking at hormones, both in men and women. And we're going to double click on which hormones, because people automatically think testosterone and perimenopause is more complex than that. And I is markers of inflammation. And we look specifically at things like vitamin D3 levels and methylation. F is for food and how we feel ourselves without going on a cleanse or a diet. You're welcome, everyone listening. And T is the role of technology. And so we looked at all those root causes and then we said, here's an 8-week protocol to do one little micro habit every week that isn't going to disrupt our busy lives, and do this in order so they stack upon each other the benefits. And we found that people's sleep improved by average 40%. Their busy brain score normalized. And the best part was they didn't go on a diet. They were eating comfort food. And not only did their brain bloating decrease, so did the belly bloating. And they were dropping a dress size or two.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The changing of seasons can affect how you feel. 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression, no matter the time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
So maybe we can talk about sleep, because I know that's a big one and that affects a lot of people. And then also, I'd love to hear more about hormones, because I am in perimenopause. So I feel like a lot of my answers to the quiz had to do a lot with my perimenopause too. So I think it's hard to tease those apart. But let's start with sleep and maybe give us a few tips on what we can do to improve that.
The first step in the protocol, week one, is know your brain score. Here in North America, you can't do anything in your life without knowing your credit score, whether it's get a credit card, your home mortgage, rent, a car loan, whatever, a business loan. Why is it that we don't know our brain scores? So I don't want you to just guess and think, oh, that busy brain, that sounds like me, or yeah, I'm stressed, but I don't want to face this because I have a lot going on with my family right now. No, just get your brain score. That's step one. And it's for free. It takes less than 4 minutes to answer these 20 questions. And we email you the sleep protocol into your inbox as our gift to you. The second thing, just, you know, doctor to doctor, it's important to know that the sleep protocol is based on clinical research. The studies are at the end of the book and online, and cognitive behavioral therapy and insomnia. I kind of wanted to stop the gatekeeping, Dr. Yami. So people had to like pay a lot of money to find these specialists, and often they're cash only. Integrative medicine, functional medicine, these insomnia experts. I was like, let's just put it in the book in a protocol and make it a challenge. So you could do it with a loved one in your house or with your clinic staff if you wanted, Dr. Yami. And what that involved was really resetting the circadian rhythm. And even women in perimenopause or menopause, or men in andropause with fluctuating thyroid hormones, we'll get to hormones, can do this. It literally, the hardest part for many on this is if you drink alcohol, we ask for 7 to 14 days, no more alcohol. And if you're having two or more alcoholic beverages a day, cut it in half and then keep cutting it in half every week, right? We can't heal busy brain with the negative effects and inflammatory effects of alcohol that happen acutely on your brain. So number one, that's it. Number two is just addressing the circadian rhythm, things like we do sleep hygiene, like setting a regular time to go to bed and wake up every night, whether it's a work or school night or not. But then we added two key supplements. Is in our population, we saw there was an overuse and misuse of melatonin. And as a neurologist, melatonin is not supposed to be used the way it is. It's, you know, if someone by a sleep study has certain sleep disorders, like, you know, sleep terrors, or they are legally blind and we need to reset their circadian rhythm. But otherwise, it should only be used for most for 3 to 7 days. I give it to people who travel across time zones temporarily. If you use it chronically, it can actually disturb the circadian rhythm, lead to neuroinflammation, disrupt your hormonal cycle in men and women. So we want to get away from that. And instead, we found two key supplements that are natural that in clinical studies showed to be beneficial. Number one is magnesium glycinate. Rewind that and listen to that again. Magnesium glycinate. Because most of the magnesiums that are out there on the market that you're going to run to Duane Reade or Ralph's or CVS or Walgreens or Target are not magnesium glycinate. They're cheaper ones like oxide or citrate, and that's meant if you're constipated. Isn't effective as crossing the blood-brain barrier and the type of magnesium as a mineral the brain needs. The second one is we use 5-HTP, 5-hydroxytryptophan, which is a natural precursor of serotonin, the feel-good, sleep-good hormone that doesn't cause the same disruptions as taking melatonin. These two things, along with our CBTI that we're going to talk about, cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia techniques, helped individuals and teams focus and reduce their anxiety. And by week three, I will tell you more than half of our participants were already feeling better, going, really? I'm already feeling so good. I don't know if I need the 8 weeks.
And yeah, I feel like one important thing to be said too is that sometimes people take supplements and they expect it to be just like an immediate miracle. So talk a little bit about what you're going to feel if you start these supplements, how long it takes along with changing your habits.
Oh my gosh, so important is we typically say give it 7 to 10 days of the cycle. So if you're having difficulty falling asleep or you're waking up in the middle of the night between 2 to 4 a.m., this is just a starting point. So week three, we introduce digital detox. We don't do it all in one, at once, because we want you to start getting the 5-HTP and magnesium, and then we take away the dopamine high you're used to at night by getting on TikTok or answering emails or binge watching something on Netflix. So we typically say by the end of week three, you should start finding that you're falling asleep and staying asleep more often, and waking up starting to feel energized. And then if you're still waking up between 2 to 4 a.m., so you mentioned perimenopause is In week 7 of the protocol, or in chapter 16 of the book, we have a lab slip. We ask everyone going through the protocol, it's not a must, but we ask them, take this lab slip, print it out, and take it to your primary care physician. If you're in North America, most standard insurances in America and the Canadian National Health System cover these labs. I was really tired of this idea that only people who pay thousands of dollars to an integrative functional medicine doctor could get these labs. So we got about 85% of the most important labs that are done by blood draws that a primary care doctor can order. And if they're not sure why they're doing them, giving them a copy of the book, and all the references are in there. And specifically in the middle of the night for hormones, believe it or not, Dr. Yami, I agree, there is sleep disruptions in perimenopause and menopause, but I backtrack even further and make sure that we haven't missed a thyroid disorder in both men and women. And in women in the United States, we know that 1 in 8 women have a undiagnosed subclinical thyroid disorder, either underactive or overactive. And if you're women of color, even 1 in 4. And that needs to be addressed. So that's one thing. The other thing waking up in the middle of the night that the labs will catch is, are you insulin resistant? So pre-diabetes is the layperson's term, and that you're having blood sugar fluctuations that wake you up. And the third thing, and the most common thing, Dr. Yami, that we see is alcohol doing this in adults. And that's why we say, please stop the alcohol. Alcohol or the Xanax or the Valium will make you fall asleep, but they metabolize out quickly. And it prevents you from going into deeper stages of sleep. So you wake up in the middle of the night, and alcohol actually raises your core temperature in your body and your brain and wakes you up in the middle of the night. So those are all the things I look at before I say it's low testosterone in men or potential perimenopause and menopause in women. And even, yes, if progesterone would help in perimenopause and menopause here, I still really want to know what's going on with your thyroid and insulin sensitivity.
Is there anything else that we need to know about hormones and knowing how that's influencing not just our sleep, but the busy brain?
Busy brain. So what I really wanted to talk about, and thank you for that, for both men and women, I address the thyroid. It's not just about sleep. Why this is so important, and it just drives me crazy that doctors aren't listening to women. Because, I mean, I entered neurology in the late 1990s. We were checking thyroid back then. So one, there is 8 labs, a full thyroid panel that we ask that you get, not just the TSH, which is what many primary care doctors or OBGYNs do. So it's all there on the lab list for you. But here's why it's really important, Dr. Yami, is 60% of women who have undiagnosed thyroid disease, what are their only symptoms? Kind of anxious, and I can't focus. Mental health, brain health symptoms are the primary symptoms of a malfunctioning thyroid when we have a busy brain and under chronic stress and the thyroid hormone is off. And what happens to those women? Oh, you're just depressed. Take a Paxil, Prozac, Celexa. Here you go. Here's the Adderall. And while those may be temporary fixes, and then if you keep it going, it goes into the brain fog, we haven't addressed the underlying cause, which is healing the thyroid, which can take medicine. Obviously, there's nutrition and supplement changes, but really want to say here as a board-certified medical doctor in both neurology and integrative medicine that thyroid medicine can save your life. So please don't listen to the influencer like, no, don't take the thyroid medication. Just do this with your diet. It takes both, you know? So I think I really wanted to address that because it's been an aha moment for so many people.
The other thing I want to ask you, just for my own personal, curiosity, is you say that we can do the brain shift protocol and then we can still kind of hyperachieve, which, yes. I'm definitely yes. Your classic type A. I want to be a doctor since I was 3. So definitely I can commiserate with how you're feeling. But I've had a lot of experts on recently talking about perimenopause, menopause, and they keep telling me the same thing, which is you have to slow down, you have to do less, you got to stop overdoing. So tell me a little bit more about your perspective.
I'm going to tell you about my perspective, okay? Is remember I said you have to start with the brain? And it's not a time management technique or a productivity tool, because most people who are stuck on the stress success cycle, every email that comes through feels like a code red emergency when you have a busy brain. If you're an entrepreneur, a business owner, everything feels equally as urgent and important, from growing an Instagram following to your profit and loss statement to doing a training manual for new employees, right? This inability to really decode things. And I call it the code red, code yellow, and code green in the brain. Code red is an emergency. So in your personal life, an emergency is something affecting the life and well-being and safety of a loved one. At work, I'm a chief wellness officer in hospitality. A code red in the workplace can be a employee or guest was injured. There is a flood, a fire. Like, those are the true emergencies. Code yellow is, okay, the CEO just emailed and needs a report, or something that's urgent that needs to be done in hours or in that day. But most tasks are a green, meaning you can do it sometime this week or actually delegate it or ditch it. So when you heal a busy brain, I'm an entrepreneur, so I'm going to use this example, Dr. Yami, is I'm able to have my yearly goals for revenue as a business owner. I'm able then to break it down into quarterly KPIs, key performance indicators, or quarterly sprints, and then break it down month by month and week by week what we need to do. So that if I knew that this quarter we are focused on my keynote speaking engagements and filling that pipeline, if somebody comes to me and says, oh my God, you need to start a podcast, Dr. Romy, I'm not going to feel like it's a code red and drop that part of my business and go back and focus. I actually have a rational brain and it goes in the green category. Do I need to do this? Do I need to delegate it? Do I need to ditch this idea? And I use that as a specific example so that in the last, I will tell you right now, at 50, I am cognitively sharper and executing more than at 25 when I graduated med school and entered internship as neurology and went on to be chief resident and doing all sorts of research. I run a business. I am a chief wellness officer for over 12,000 employees. We just launched a global traditionally published book that is a USA Today Wall Street Journal bestseller, right? I did those things to the best of my ability without stressing out because I did brain shift and I found my focus, tamed the anxiety, and I'm sleeping again. So I can stay absolutely focused and execute and not be distracted. And I know in my personal life what the code red emergencies are, and I know in my business. And then in my business, my team members know. So now my team isn't on the stress success cycle either of trying to keep up with their CEO and founder. Does that help a little bit?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it also helps you realize that a lot of us, we are chasing shiny objects too. And I think that that probably contributes to it. So that makes a lot of sense to me. But what you're trying to say is that once you calm your brain and you're able to think more rationally, you can go about your goals in a way that's less stressful because you're staying focused rather than trying to do everything at once. And you know what's important and you know what's not important.
And then the goals are not what necessarily somebody externally set for you, but to go back to the earliest part of this podcast, that it are in alignment with your spirit and your brain and your body. And then you're able to really tap into intuition and say, what's important to me professionally? And is this in alignment with my integrity and values? And then what goals am I setting to achieve this success? What is the year or 2 year long goal and how do we break it down? And then how do I stay focused? And so I think it's superficial that people think, call it slowing down, Dr. Yami. It's not that. It's just being focused and knowing what's important and staying the course. And by the way, having honest pause points. And they're saying, hey, I just put all this revenue towards this course and it's not profitable. We hit a pause point. We're not going to do this for another 6 months. We're going to stop it at two, right? You're able to focus and not be anxious and be rational. And the same thing is in your personal life. And that's going off the stress success cycle. It's not being slow, because some people who say you're going a mile a minute and that's the only way to succeed, to your point, I think they don't have the right priorities. And because they have a busy brain, everybody, their business coach, their boss, their partner, strangers comparing and despairing on social media is all feeding into, I need to be doing this and that. An example I hear in people's personal lives is, okay, I have a guilty pleasure. You know, the Home Edit show on Netflix, I can watch them over and over again. Just relax. I can look at the Instagram feed and the whole rainbow thing. There are people that will see that and it feels like DEFCON 4, drop everything you're doing for your family and in your business or in your job and order all the right supplies from Amazon or Walmart or wherever they're selling their goods and go home and redo your pantry. And then your pantry explodes all over your kitchen and you lose focus. And then you realize, oh my God, I had a quarterly sales report due in the morning. What am I doing? Organizing the snacks in my pantry according to a rainbow. That's a real life example that can happen to any of us when we have a busy brain.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I love that. That was really helpful. Okay. Dr. Romy, this has been fantastic. I want to take a moment to go over the wrap-up questions. And at the end, you can tell us how we can access your book and your program and all of those things. But first, what do you wish more people knew?
I wish more people knew the path to radical self-compassion will create radical self-compassion towards others. And that could heal the divisiveness in our world and the burnout that is in teams.
Yes. Oh, beautiful. How do you define success in this lifetime?
I was in the fifth grade in a public library. I thank my mom and dad for the gift of reading in public libraries, and really knew this wisdom was meant for me as a guiding post. So many people know Ralph Waldo Emerson's poem on success. There's this line that I use as a guidepost every night as I'm falling asleep. Did even one life breathe easier today because you have lived? That is to have succeeded. And that is how I define success.
That's beautiful. Okay. Do you have anything on your bucket list that you'd be willing to share? Or maybe a goal or a dream that has evaded you thus far that you want to share with us?
2 points here. For anybody like myself that has actually faced their mortality, I ask that we stop calling it a bucket list and kicking the bucket. The fact that I got a second chance at life and the universe said, you will live, girl, and make impact, I call it a life list and life list moments. There are two kind of life list moments, the ones that happen and you didn't plan and you just are all five senses engaged going, it's so incredible to be alive. That happened when a friend surprised me with Taylor Swift tickets in Amsterdam this past summer when I was on my European leg of my book tour. And then the one that I have planned is I am holding hope for a second chance at love, Dr. Yami. And that lifeless moment and falling in love will be able to go to see the Taj Mahal in the moonlight with this person.
That's beautiful. Yes. I love it. I hope that it manifests in your life as well.
And thank you for holding that intention. That means a lot from a sister. Thank you.
What does it mean to be human?
I'm going to go back to that same thing. To be human is to have radical self-compassion for yourself and your highest levels of not only success, but what is perceived as a failure or stress or stumbling or feeling stuck or fear. That is what it means to be human.
That's so beautiful. Well, Dr. Romy, you have given us such wonderful, valuable information that I know that my listeners are going to be able to take and actually apply right away. But I also hope that they will find your book and read your book so that they could go through the protocol. So if you could please tell us where we can connect with you, where we can get the book, your program, all of those goodies.
Thank you, Dr. Yami. I am Dr. Romy, rhymes with homie, on social media, my website. Get your brain score for free. Know what your score is. We'll email you the protocol. The national best-selling Busy Brain Cure is available in English and 8 other languages around the world, anywhere where books are sold, hardcover, audio, Kindle. But I leave you with this one thought. If you need to hear this because you're walking a corridor feeling alone, is my friends, your brain is not broken, your mind is not a mess, and hope did not depart your soul. It just starts with one simple brain shift.
Dr. Romy, thank you so much. Thank you for your wisdom, for all of the compassion and the love that you spread. I know that you care so much about people and all the hard work that you've put into developing your program and your protocol. I appreciate you so much, and I hope that you have a very plantastic day.
Thank you, Dr. Romy. I am Dr. Romy, and I am human.
Thank you for listening to another episode of I Am Human. I would be so honored if you subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. We love our listeners and take your feedback seriously. If you have questions or constructive feedback, you can email us at podcast@dryami.com. That's podcast@dryami.com. I am your host, Dr. Yami Cazorla Lancaster. I Am Human is produced by myself and Alejandra Parra. Graphics designed by Alejandra Parra. Music by Angela Sof with Glowbox Productions and edited by the Castos production team. Remember, human, you are here for a reason. Have fun, explore, and live your life to the fullest.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.